Melot's Restaurant and Bar. Beer, August crack. You know, you never know when you're going to get an idea that you've never had before. You just don't know when it's going to come. Well, I've just had one of those. And I think it's a business opportunity for somebody. Right turn to Kong on the R345. And that's why I've come back on here against my original intention to share the idea. Because if this is a good idea, I hope a software coder will take it and run with it. And, you know, I hope they'll sell it to every app developer and make food and drink and clothes for their family and friends out of what they make. And here's the idea. If only, and it came to me via Audioboo, if only the Audioboo app would automatically say if my Audioboo, when I stopped recording. I'm talking about automatically save it without me having to press a button. Now, since it will save it if I press a button, like save draft, I know that, you know, everybody can save a draft onto their smartphone. It doesn't go to a website, it's on my phone. But what about automatic saving? Because there are people who produce content, oh God, this is a terrible thing, who actually communicate stuff which they want to get to other people. So I rather than say produce content, they communicate stuff to other people. But in the process of holding on to what they want to communicate, they accidentally delete what they've done. Now, I'm not the only person on Audioboo who has, by accident, deleted something that they think is precious. I probably deleted a whole load of crap, too. But some of the stuff might be genuinely good. So I don't know if this already exists. Certainly, my Google Drive will save automatically. Stuff will save automatically into the cloud on my laptop. So, you know, I know most of the coding is done, says I naively. But there's the idea. I don't know a single app that will definitely and reliably save the Glebe Stone Circle, GLEBE, on the left. Stone circles, they're very, very good and worth visiting. And, you know, I'm a child of Avebury and a child of Glastonbury. No, I don't mean Glastonbury, do I? I mean Stonehenge. I'm a child of Stonehenge. I was going to say Stonehenge first and Avebury second, but, you know, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, both of those, well, you've heard of Stonehenge, there's no doubt about that, but you may not have heard of Avebury. So here we are, a right turn to Kong, and, you know, we enter the, oh, there's a sign there that says, oh, keep Kong, oh, there's Ashford Castle. I have come on the road into Kong to be confronted with the front of a castle. And I just have to, I've only got 8%, I'm not going to photograph it, because I could get that off the internet anyway. Left it takes me to Cross, left it takes me to Headford, left it takes me to Lislockry Lodge, that's a place to stay, and St. Fechin's GAA Park. I love that, St. Fechin's GAA Park. It's right to Kong, right to on Auriga. It looks like it's right to the sea in Irish, but that isn't translated. The castle in Ashford is there from about circa 1228. I love that when people put circa and a very... So instead of saying circa 1220, they say 1228. And if they put down circa, you know, February 1228, it would be even more amusing. Kelly's Cave is off to the right. There's a school here on the right-hand side. I assume that's a primary school. Parking on the left, and this is what the entry into Cong, besides Ashford Castle, which is a 5-star hotel, and where I'm going to go for a cup of tea. I refuse to disqualify myself.
Bloody hell, that's falling down.
I refuse to disqualify myself. A 5-star hotel. That was the Conan bar. Where is everybody? That's the point. Where will I find? This might have stopped recording, says I. Oh, it's still running. Yeah, Pat Conan's bar. There's the cross in the centre of the place. Signpost to Cong Abbey. I'm going to drive up the main street. I don't see these people in purple and yellow suits called social media folk outside here. Oh, there's the Quiet Man. There is a house with the outside of it is called the Quiet Man. Wow. This is a gorgeous main street in the village of Cong. I actually thought that Cong was smaller than this. Just to tell you that I'm passing the Crow's Nest, Ustonyad, on, oh God, I've got this. This person. You came along faster than I realized. I apologize. I didn't realize that. I bet you're in a hurry. Oopsie daisy, oh dear. That guy was in a hoodie, right? As far as I know, he could have been a drug dealer. Congregation, there it is. It's got internet and it's got a sign. Oh God, this is nervous. I'm gonna have to park the car. The place is full of, oh, here we are. I found a little parking spot around the corner. Now, I'm gonna carry the phone recording in, and then I'm going to stop it. So I'm going to go into where congregation is on, and I'm going to record what it's really like as I go in. Okay, this is where I talk the walk, and I'm heading to congregation, and I'm passing Ryan Hotel on the left, and there's a Cong art gallery right next to that, and in front of me I'm going into a place called the Crow's Nest, and it's a pub and bistro. You'll probably hear more about this. It also stocks Guinness and Beck's. And there's people driving past, and the place is jammers, according to this. And it says congregation outside, and God only knows what it's going to be like inside. So here we go, the Crow's Nest pub. Right turn strictly for toilets, strictly. It's bloody crowded. It's bloody crowded. There are people here having ham and eggs. Bacon. There are people here at the bar. Someone said hello to me. Having a bloody clue. Who are you?
Huh?
Who are you? You're live on air. Who are you?
I know.
Who
I know that. I
Who are you?
I saw it. I'm not going to tell you. I have to guess.
Ah, beck off, Lorcan. How do you do?
Hi, I'm Joe.
Lorcan Kinsella. Sorry. Who are you?
Joe Smith.
Does your wife know you're here?
She does.
You're live on air. Okay.
Jason
Rowe. Jason Rowe. Nice to meet you. Jesus, guys, where do you get a cup of tea? This place is feckin' crowded.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go. Just, this is atmosphere stuff. There's a guy with a camera on a thing. There's even women here. There are people here. All the women seem to be clustered in one place. This is just amazing. I don't know if you register here.
And it might be bakeries.
There's a guy
Hello, Paul.
What's your name? You're live on air.
I am not at the moment. Oh, am I? Oh, very good.
You're live on air. What's your name?
My name is Conn O'Muinicon.
It's wonderful. You can pronounce O'Muinicon. I was calling you O'Muinicon.
That's all right.
On the audios earlier
That's
today.
All right.
It's lovely to see you again, Conn.
Thanks very much.
Johnny.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
You too.
What are you, Johnny?
Johnny Byrne.
I have to try this again. Does your wife know where you are?
She does.
Oh, God, goodness. Because you're live on air. I wouldn't like to.
That's okay.
Do you remember the story about George Hook? In his biography, he tells this story. He was in America, right? Looking for a job and doing things. He rang his wife who was in Ireland and told her he was in France.
George Hook did that, and he tells the story in his autobiography. Look, guys, I won't distract you. I'm just Con, what's going on?
What's going on?
I haven't a clue. There's Goldback.
This is registration, yes. Bernie was here last night with us.
I know.
A few of us here.
You're lucky guys. Lucky.
Yeah, you know, it was nice. It was myself and Bernie and Brian and Sabina McKenna.
Brian Green,
yeah.
Sabina McKenna, I've never met.
Met her last night. She carpooled with Brian last night from Dublin. So we had a nice little gathering here. There was loads of people here, actually.
I'd say they were talking. Different Where do I register?
I'd say over there. Right. There's a laptop over there that looks like...
On conferences you don't register.
Well,
at conferences you register. Therefore, at unconferences you don't register.
I disagree.
But this is actually my discussion statement.
Oh, good.
Wonderful. Folks, we've run into a disagreement.
Yes.
And everything, all creativity comes from a clash and a disagreement.
No, did you see the interview I did with Owen Kennedy about this? So he explained it to them. I put it on, you know, technology.ie.
I haven't got time, but I will. Give it a plug. How will I find it?
Technology.ie.
And what will I put in?
Congregation.
What?
Congregation.
And I'll get it there.
You will.
Brilliant. That's fine.
Look, very good.
I need two things. A bit of some food, and I better sign up. You probably have to prove I actually wrote that blog post. Why do I do that? Because you have to have written a blog post to be in this room.
You did write one.
But I have to prove it was me, don't I?
Otherwise, I
wouldn't be entitled to come in. I did write one.
Yes.
Yeah, but I have to prove it, do I?
Only look at
it. This is Evelyn.
Nice to meet you.
Evelyn was on.
Can I get, just before you said, can I get this registration business out of the way? Otherwise, I'll never register.
Yeah, do it.
Give me a second. By the way, who are you?
Paul's running a live audio boo right now.
Who are you?
This is Bernie, and I'm an American on Twitter by the name of Top Gold.
And who are you, please?
I am Evelyn O'Connor, and I'm very cryptic on Twitter. I'm also Evelyn O'Connor on Twitter.
Does your husband or boyfriend know where you are?
At all times.
Pardon?
At all times.
Thank goodness, because you're live on air, right? I'll see you in a minute. Hello, I'm Paul.
Hi. Hey, nice to meet you. Jenny Brennan.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Do I have to prove I wrote a blog post?
No, I think you're good. There's the map.
So what do I do? What does registration involve?
Just take this, put this on your top, and Owen is going to run through everything now in orientation.
Where do I get a cup of tea?
Up at the bar.
Thanks, mate. All right. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, nice to
meet you. On the counter are fruit scones with butter and jam. And you know my detox is over? We're finished, so I'm going to have... Hello.
Paul.
Oh, you're Oisín Brown.
I am Oisín Brown. Paul, and you're Paul O'Mahony.
I am, yeah.
Nice,
by the way, you're live on air, so be very careful what you say to me.
Okay,
I'm
great.
I'm recording a live audio of here. I wanted to...
capture the essence of congregation.
Just capture this. I've been doing a load of them in
the car. What do you do, Paul?
Not very much, you know.
You record.
I hang out.
I'll
tell you later, right, to be honest. I need a cup of tea.
You right? Got your cup of tea?
Look, we had contact on Twitter, didn't we?
Yes. This is great. This is live, social media live.
Okay, what I'd really love is a cup of piece of toast, but... I've been off wheat for the whole month of November, so this is going to be my first experience of the wheat in the form of flour. And I also gave up, I don't usually eat jam, but what about this? I mean, who's everybody? Who's everybody? Thank you so much. Would there be a spare knife to... you don't do toast, do you, or anything? Or do you do bacon and eggs, or anything like that?
Yeah, but they're not included in what they're given.
Oh, I pay for it. Oh, I pay for it. Could you do me bacon and eggs and sausages and the whole works?
Do you want a big fry?
Yeah. Have you got black pudding?
Yeah.
I'll have the whole lot.
Chips, beans, the whole
lot. Oh, no beans. No baked beans. I'll have everything except baked beans.
Do you want toast around, right?
Yeah. Did you make the brown bread yourselves? So why not?
Okay.
Only one piece of bread though. Only one. The whole lot. Thank you very much. sorts of things.
You're here for the event, you are?
Pardon?
You're here for the event today?
Yeah, I did. And sorry, I have to tell you this before you say anything to me. You're live on air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm recording a podcast from here. And I'm just about to run out of battery. So we're down to 1%.
What? Do you have a charger?
I would love you to charge my phone.
Do you have a charger with you, or what is it?
This is embarrassing. I've even left my proper charger at home. Ridiculous. Oh, God, this is wonderful. A cup of tea. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who do I see? But James Corbett. Hello.
How are you doing?
Declan Clancy, how do you do? Nice to meet you. In case you say anything, you're live on air. I'm recording a live podcast.
Very good, very good.
I just have to interrupt.
How are you?
James Corbett, you're live on air. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, you gave it.
Speak.
Don't run away with me.
I promise you I'm not.
I had really good fun reading them, and it was amazing to see a very divergent view on lots of different topics. The second thing, I'm just going to do a walkthrough on how the day's going to run, and hopefully it'll be as clear as mud when I'm finished. So the main thing out of today is that you put together a blog post, you know what you want to talk about. You can decide how you want to present that. If you want to present it with PowerPoint, you'll have a projector set up in each venue. If you just want to use it as a catalyst for conversations, then that's what it's really about. It's not about imparting lots of knowledge and trying to crack the atom. It's just a kickstarter for a conversation. The way that the sessions will work, that each person's been allocated a number.
Isn't he
and
good?
Each number will correlate to the sheet of where you're going to be. But you don't know when you're going to present. You decide that. So at each of the venues, these are the chairs are over here. At each of the events, the chairs will ask people to volunteer to present. And at each huddle, we'll have two people presenting. You have approximately 15 minutes, but if it goes over or under, it doesn't really matter. So first thing I'll ask you to do is volunteer and make sure everybody speaks once. So if you make their lives a little bit easier by volunteering, all the better. The second thing is please input. So, you know, ask questions, because that's really what it's about. Nobody has the answers to all of this. And even looking at the blog post, people have extraordinary different opinions on the same topic. Ask questions, contribute your own knowledge, and please tweet away. You know, one of the targets is we'd love to trend for today, so if we could use the hashtag COM13. Hashtag COM13.
At last, we've got one.
Hashtag COM13. The final thing is, the running order is that we go from 10:30 to about 11:30. We break for half an hour. Then we go from 12 to 1, then we break for lunch, then we go from 1 to 2, break for half an hour, and then we go from 3:30 to 4:30. On the lunches will be served here and in Danaher's. If you're in, it's on the back of the sheets, so if you know, if you're here, you stay here for lunch. If you're in Rare and Recent Books, you come up here for lunch. If you're in Leiden's, if you finish in Leiden's, half go to Danaher's and half come to here. But I'll go around and make sure I guide people in relation to it. But it's on the back of the sheets. And after that, the final parting word is just enjoy the day. That's what today is kind of meant for. Use the time period. If you don't get to hear the person you want to present, make sure that you root them out and find them. Because you know what they look like, and you've seen their blog paper. So if there's somebody in particular you want to kind of have a conversation with, just find them and start that conversation. We'll come back here when everything is kind of finished at about 4:30-5-ish, just kind of for a wrap-up and hopefully kind of a drink. So after that, these are the chairs, so if you want to put your hands up and just say your name and say what venue you're in. So, Cirilla, you're in?
Cirilla Costello, Danaher's.
Okay.
Mike O'Rourke, I'm in Jenny's. Martin Murray, I'm here in Ryan's.
Donna Svedesi, I'm in Rare and Recent Bookstore.
Ronan Henderson, I'm in Leiden's.
Okay, so we all make our way. If you follow, this is a little bit of a treasure. You follow the chair, and I'll follow after the chair.
I mean, I want to do. I'd like to do a hugger. I mean, do I have to have done something in advance? I mean, these are all these names, right?
So these are the chairs.
I don't know. To be truthful, I haven't a clue. So are these the people who chair the?
Yeah.
Okay. So I go, I follow them, I pick which one of them I want to follow.
Yeah.
I go to that place. Well, I'm having a bloody breakfast here. Have you had your breakfast?
I have. Paul, I had
How did you come?
I had a lovely scone.
How did you come?
I drove up this morning.
So did I.
Did you get lost, or did you drive here straight?
I took a kind of a circuitous route, I think, all right.
Which circuitous route did you take? Because I certainly went circuitous route.
You know, is it, what is it, the Curve Hotel?